Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisset Radio.
This is Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
give yourself to the dark side.
So live and pre-recorded, this is Chris, and it is Strike the Box here at WMFO Method 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And who the hell knew that I'd be Still doing pre-recorded shows a year later. But hey, at least I can do this and come to you this way. March 5th of 2020 was the last time I was in studio doing a live show. And then all hell broke loose. And Strike the Box was actually off the air for about a month. I did have some podcasts that I was doing, but didn't come back to MFO pre-recorded until April 30th of 2020. Thankfully, the students, you know, students and the people in the ops department were able to figure out how to take a pre-recorded show and uplift it into the big computer in the sky for WMFO. Hopefully, we'll see what happens in the summertime. Students are back in the studios, but community members aren't just yet. We'll keep your fingers crossed for the summertime, because this summer will be the 20th anniversary of the Strike the Box show, and I'd like to come to you live on my 20th anniversary, but we'll see what happens. But let's tell you what we just played. We just finished up with some B-52s with Dance This Mess Around from their self-titled B-52s LP. It was also the A-side, I think, of Rock Lobster single. Dance This Mess Around with the A-side, and I believe Rock Lobster was the B-side. At least that's what I read here on the internet. I could be wrong. We started things off with some Indonesian Junk with Slow Dancing. That comes from their Living in a Nightmare CD, which is going to be debuting tomorrow. Is that debuting? Debutin? The CD will be coming out on March 19th, 2021 from Rumbar Records. Please make sure you check it out. The name of the LP is Living in a Nightmare. But we heard Slow Dancing. And then as that was kind of playing, I was looking for other dancing songs, and I found Martha and the Vandellas with Dancing Slow, single from the Gordy label back in 1964. B-side was Wild One, and as I read here, it's been released twice, once in November of 64 and again in January of 65. Looks like the January 65 was the English release of that song. I almost just gave out the studio number, but what are you going to do? There's nobody to pick the phone up. But you could still call if I knew what the number was. Is it like 857-915-WMFO? I think so, 857-915-WMFO. Who knows? yeah, it's been a long year, what can I tell you? I think we've all, we all are in a bit of a fog these days, but I do see that light at the end of the tunnel. Tunnel might be like about 3,000 miles long, but I do see the light. Chris, just get back to the show, to the music. Yeah, I got some Brad Marino coming up next here. This is Strike the Bog.
Troubles and strife, And now for something completely different.
something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Yes, it will help, Chris, if you turn the microphone on, especially after you've backlisted the whole set and you're sitting there going, wow, the levels seem really off, and then you realize, oh yeah, I shut off the mic. I didn't turn the microphone on. Stupid. All right, we just finished off there with some Adverse from Big Stiff Records from 1977. One Chord Wonders with their bass player, Gay Advert. Another one. Her real name's Gay Black. I'm losing my mind here. I'm going to tell you why I'm losing my mind after I backlisted this and got to do it again. I don't know what I said the last time. But we started things off with some Brad Marino with Even the Score from Rumbar Records. It's good. It's a digital single that's brand new. So new it hasn't even been released to the public yet, but I have it. Supposed to be coming out in next month, April 29th, I think, or April 30th. Brad Marino, Even the Score, that you can find on Bandcamp and Rumbar Records. Followed up by The Shadows of Night from 1966. I'm Gonna Make You Mine from Dunwich Records. It was a non-album single, but it's on a compilation of garage rock music that I have somewhere. And there's The Seeds with 1965 with Can't Seem to Make You Mine off the Crescendo label. And as I said before, when my microphone was off, maybe I should switch these two from Make the Seeds first since 1965 with Can't Seem to Make You Mine, followed up by The Shadows of Night with 1966, I'm Gonna Make You Mine. And as I said, and I still repeat it, I'm losing my mind. And The Donnas from 2002 with Take It Off. That is off of the Spend the Night LP from Atlantic Records, re-released back in 2016 from Cherry Red Records. Sadly, The Donnas have broken up. They're no longer together. I think I have Take It off of a Wicked Cool compilation. And a big shout out to my brother George, who sent me that idea to play that song the other day. And I said, bing, I do believe I have that somewhere in my catalog. And thankfully, I was able to find it. And hopefully he's listening. Probably not, but I'll remind him that I played Take It Off because he reminded me. I do believe there's somebody coming up in the next block of music. Let's see who it could be. Static, please, or something, or just somebody, please take me away. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box.
This program to announce that the classic ruins have taken over the studio. You out. Now we're gonna play five local songs by five local groups because we can. The first will be Forget About It by the Classic Ruins. That's us. The second is When the Ship Comes In, Scruffy the Cat. And then we have the Dogs playing Chicken.
That's Chicken.
Followed by The Liars, What a Girl Can't Do.
Is that for real?
No, I'm lying. And last but not least, we have Willie Alexander and the Boom Boom Band doing Hair. That's right, it don't matter no more.
is a story to tell. For all their duels, and sadly I know that it's true, yes it's true. So if you hear truth, or are living proof, then you know this could happen to you. When your ship comes in and the luck runs out,
Classic Ruins.
And we're listening to Strike the Box with Chris M. on radio station WMFO 91.5 FM on your radio dial.
Now, it so happens that we're a three-piece, but there's only two of us here today. The other one is Dave. Now, Dave's off in Worcester working somewhere in misery because he missed the pizza party that we have every time we do a radio ID section. Anyways, he couldn't make it, so he's chewing his fingernails while we're chewing pizza.
Best back in school, I pass my test. Jimmy the Baba, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, down on Main Street, Gloucester. That's right, it don't matter no more. That's right, it don't matter no more. That's right, it don't matter no more. Throw your toothpaste away, it's gonna be okay today.
right. You've just heard Forget About It by Classic Ruins. This was written by a former Classic Ruin, Billy Borgioli, also known as a member of the Real Kids. And he wrote this for his group, The Varmints, at a time when the Classic Ruins were not the Varmints. We used to be the Varmints at any given time. So we used that for the title song of our new CD.
On Rumbar Records.
And the next song was When the Ship Comes In, which is by Scruffy the Cat, written by one Stoner Fitch, who left the band in order to get a job being a writer. And I've always liked it.
Next, we heard The Dogs, famous North Shore quartet, with their song, Gimme Just a Little More Chicken.
Chicken.
And then we have a song by The Liars, featuring the fabulous Pokemono Jeff, doing What a Girl Can't Do. It's a staple of their live performances.
And last up was the song Hair by Willie Loco Alexander and the Boom Boom Band, featuring the guitar histrionics of one Billy Lucigian.
And that's all I have to say about that.
We want to thank Chris for letting us DJ here on WMFO, Strike the Box. Thanks, Chris.
And that ain't all.
How sweet it is.
Let me throw my ass in jail.
I love you. Make a little effort, try to be true. I'll be happy, not so blue.
This is Jenny Cat from Chiba Nico, and you're listening to Strike the Box on WMFO in Medford.